him.
Hadouken!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Game Boys. My name is William Henderson, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, George Ferrito. Say hi to the folks.
Hi, folks. Hi, set. Hi, live audience.
Yeah, thank you for joining
us
today.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Please keep it down while we're recording.
This is quiet on set, you fucks.
This is for the audio listeners, so please keep them in mind.
Thank you, Patreon subscribers.
We know you're excited, and so thank you. Yeah.
Dude, I've been playing so much Animal Crossing.
Dude, how?
Because I could just sit in my fucking couch.
Yeah.
And just melt and make my house fancy. And I have a microphone in my house.
I'm sorry.
I have a room for stand-up.
Wait.
I have stage lights. I have, like, it's a platform, but it's set in a stage. I have some chairs. I made a stand-up room.
What are you, in Animal Crossing?
In Animal Crossing, yeah. Yeah. It is, you're right, it's Minecraft, but it's great. It's low-maintenance Minecraft, because with Minecraft, you have to build piece by piece, and with Animal Crossing, you just make it. You don't have to build. You just go to the table, you make it, and you put it in your
Let
thing.
Let me collect my cherries.
Yeah. It's like
and my strawberries to sell for cucumbers.
It's like having a fish tank.
Fucking idiots.
God, it's purely aesthetic and it's definitely a chore.
I don't understand how it's so popular. It doesn't make sense to me.
But those games have always been kind of like Nintendo's thing. Like I told you before, I used to play Harvest Moon, and it's a fucking video game. It's a handheld, I think. It's where primarily the sales were, and you take care of a farm.
It's like a Farmville.
No, but it's like Animal Crossingville, where it's like the way you interact with the world is the same. It's the same action button. You have to pick your crops. You have to water your crops. You sell
so
your
crops.
So
you're just walking around
fishing.
Tapping the X button.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm gonna break with
the
right Joy-Con. The
A button, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's so annoying, dude.
It's so fun. It's what's the word? Cathartic, I guess.
I don't think that's the word you're looking for.
I think it is.
No.
I think it's a capital C. Capital C A R cathartic. I don't know how to spell it.
Carthric?
I know the words. I don't know how to spell it. Don't ask me to spell them.
I mean, catharticism is like getting your shit out. I mean, that just
yeah,
sounds
that
like
does get my
no,
shit out.
No, it sounds
out.
Like you're just zenning out. Like, no, like. Catharsis is like a punching bag or like yelling in your car
Shut
at the end
up.
Of the day.
Cathartic, providing psychological relief through the open expression of strong emotions causing catharsis.
Exactly.
So it's still a psychological relief. It's the end of my... Well,
of strong emotion? Well,
yeah, dude.
Are you crying while you're playing Animal Crossing? Because
I mean,
we're about to end this fucking episode
bro,
if you are.
Bro, if you see my house, you might cry.
It's, oh my God, bro.
It's so good. It's so good.
I can't wait till the era of this podcast where you stop talking about Animal Crossing.
When the Switch 2 comes out?
No, there'll just be another Animal Crossing. There's not. It's not going away.
You're right. This one's called New Horizons.
It should go away. It should. If there was one video game that I could just wipe off the history and like nobody remembered, it would be Animal Crossing.
Mine would be...
I would rather like fucking Minecraft exist.
There's an off-roading game on PlayStation 1. Something off-road, and like you could drive like it was like a racist GT Gran Turismo.
It wasn't like MX versus ATV.
No.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah,
did
I
you
do
play
remember.
That,
that
yeah,
was
that dope.
I played a lot of like a lot of motocross games actually, and I blame the Disney Channel probably because of like they made motocross looks dope.
Yeah, there was that one movie
with the transgender.
Was it?
I mean, basically,
I don't even remember.
I think it was. Her name was Andrea, and she was going by Andy because her brother got like hurt or something, and there was still a tournament.
It would have been better if he died,
right? But they were white.
Like
if it was black,
he got terminal cancer.
He would have died. No, I think he got into an accident or something. She went by Andy. But yeah, I played a lot of like
that's hilarious.
Mark McGrath and I played both the Dave Mira, Dave Mira and Matt Hoffman. I played both of them.
Dude, when I remember, like, because, like, Tony Hawk obviously came out before that. And it was like, yo, why aren't they doing this, like, with other extreme sports?
And then they did.
Yeah.
With all of them.
They had the scooter game. They had the Razor game. You remember that? Did you
yes,
play that one?
Yes, I did. I did. Yeah. There was actually a song I was looking for that I couldn't find. Because, yeah, that's. I wonder if our guest is early. That would be very on brand.
Yeah.
Be a comedian.
So white. Oh, I think the big thing that came out this week, and it's not an official announcement, but there's reports that there is a remaster of the Grand Theft Auto trilogy that was on PS2.
Ah.
So Grand Theft Auto 3, San Andreas, and Vice City. I think that's a pretty big deal.
How do you... I want them all in, like, the same world, you know?
They are.
But, like...
What do you mean?
One giant, just...
Well, the problem with that is Vice City is a different era.
Yeah, I understand that. So there has to be, like, a teleporter thing.
Oh, really?
You know,
what,
in the middle.
What, is fucking World of Warcraft all of a sudden?
It's Stranger Things. I don't know. You go into the Upside Down, and you're like, it's not dark. It's the 70s.
No,
the 60s. Vice City's the 60s?
Yes, 70s. 70s, okay. 80s. 80s, I think more 80s. Mm. They had like Lambos and shit.
Oh yeah,
it was all about cocaine. No shit, it was basically Scarface.
Yeah.
They don't seem excited at all.
I'm,
dude. Grand Theft Auto 3 was so good.
I think Rockstar has just mastered getting y'all excited for something they already gave you.
Yeah, but it's gonna be better. It was like when Tony Hawk came out again.
Yeah. Which is
probably better, if we're being honest.
Is what's their face working on it? Who made Spyro and
I don't think Rockstar
Beenox.
Rockstar doesn't do that.
They should.
They don't.
They
need,
should.
They
should contract Beenox and be like, "Yo, you guys are knocking every remaster out of the park."
At least some notes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But according to the report, Rockstar's Scottish branch, Rockstar Dundee, is leading the project and also working with the wider Rockstar company to develop the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X/S ports of GTA 5, scheduled for later this year.
Rockstar Dundee?
Yeah.
Of Switzerland?
Scotland? Scotland. Scottish, yes.
That seems... That bothers me.
I hope there's like a Braveheart costume.
Ooh.
For freedom.
Fuck that. There should be a William Wallace sword.
Yeah, dude.
Just you get to pick up a claymore at the top of the building.
And you can have a kilt. You know?
That'd be cool.
You know, I'm not mad at kilts.
I'm not either. If you got nice legs, bro, fuck it.
I think I should start wearing a kilt sometimes.
Dude, you should. And then don't address it.
Yeah.
I think that's your gimmick.
Key.
Just don't address anything. Twitch.
On my Twitch?
Yeah, on in life.
Just wear a kilt.
Yeah, you start streaming with like Mickey Mouse ears and you
never
just
talk
play.
About
you
it.
Just fucking play, bro. Ooh, that's what I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you ears with like a mic setup.
It's like Dr. Disrespect with his fucking glasses. You seen him? Yeah. It's like reflective. It's like, how do you see, first of all? How do you play your game? His monitor is probably like 1,000 fucking brightness. It's just...
He gets a tan.
Yeah.
It's a tanning bed. That's all it is. Yeah. It's 19 tanning beds.
He actually probably has tan lines around those. Like,
ugh.
He has to get less light, sunlight and everything. In there.
I had a I guess it wasn't mine. My school had a lady who was the tennis coach.
Nice.
Who had sunglasses, tan lines, because she was just always outside coaching. Mm-hmm. And she was also fat, though. So like,
why are you teaching
what
tennis?
What are you doing? You just yelling at girls?
Like, yeah.
Most she seemed coaches. Like a nice lady, but it
was... Probably played back in the day.
Back in when, though?
20 years ago.
That's why it was like when it happened, it's like nobody's playing tennis right now. Like, this isn't cool.
Tennis is lit, bro.
Is it? Because the free game we got was 3 stars,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, okay. The free game is not a good representation of the sport of tennis. I will say that. I did like their serve mechanic, though. Mm. Did you play it at all?
Nope.
Okay, so when you serve, you have to like do the left right meter thing first, and then you toss the ball. And as the ball goes up, there's a little circle that like shows where the peak is, and that's where you have to hit the button again to like hit
okay.
it right.
Yeah.
So that mechanic I actually really liked. It was very It was because when you actually serve, like, you're supposed to hit it at, like, at your highest point. So, like, that was kind of like, okay, that makes sense to me. Like,
and then you just hit it at different times for different serves, I assume.
I guess.
Like a slice?
I mean, yeah, but, like, when you're serving, you're really not going to slice. You're going to pretty much hit it as hard as you can every time. Mm. Try to get it past them, you know? You know, with, like, some topspin. No? Remember Topspin, that fucking game series? That tennis game series was good.
I'll be honest, my brain immediately went to Top Shot Golf.
I don't even know what that is.
I think it's a PC game.
Oh, okay. Is it like one of those ones where you get like, you can like power up your shots?
Yeah, like you
shit.
Got big head characters and yeah. shit. Yeah, yeah.
Like Mario sure. Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, Topspin was a great video game. Like, and I think it was Xbox only back in the day. I don't think they're making them anymore. But yeah, this one didn't hit the mark. Like gameplay, like it was impossible to tell where they were going to hit the ball. And their shots were like perfect every time. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
And it's like you had to hold down a button to sprint. And it's like, you're always sprinting in tennis.
Yeah.
Like, go. It's always go. You hit it, you sprint back to the middle, you wait. You sprint, you hit it, you go back to the middle, you wait. Like, that's the fucking thing. Like, you always sprint.
It's like a fucking golden retriever. Just
kind of, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got it.
It's just being set up, oh, you know? And it's like, it was impossible to like, and I played the career mode where my guy like was like low level, but it's like, I should be able to compete. I was like in the first couple tournaments, I was getting my ass beat. I'm like, I don't even belong in these tournaments. How did I get in?
Computer's like, no, you don't, bitch.
How did I even qualify for this? Like, this is dumb. You have to sign up.
They
that's
took
it.
Your money.
It was
that's
like a chess
happened.
Tournament where you just go in and put your name on the fucking list. Like, I don't know. I was not impressed by it. I played it the one time. I was like, this game's trash.
Yeah, my hard drive is 4 stars and up only. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Is that out of 10?
Out of 5 or whatever it is on the on the store. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, 4 out of 5 minimum.
I was like, I took my time to play that game, you know? It's like, fuck.
I tried that with another game, like the 4, it was like a 4.5. It's the vampire game or something. Vampyr, I think.
Okay.
It was the free one.
Yeah.
Like 6 months ago. Yeah. What a chore, bro. What a fucking chore. It's like, I didn't know you could make being the living dead so boring. Like,
right.
Like, why am I? I'm a human. The humans can kill me. This game fucking sucks if I'm a vampire. That's stupid. Like, I can get into fist fights with humans and I have supernatural powers.
And they kill you.
Eat my dick. Yeah.
Wow.
It only takes 2 of them to catch me in a corner and they can just kill me. That's retarded.
Hmm.
That's super retarded.
Yeah. Give me a way out.
Yeah, not even. No, no. I should, like, when Captain America fights regular people, I'm sorry. They're all dead.
Yeah.
Like, if he kicks you in the chest, your heart exploded. You're dead. And they don't do that in Marvel.
Dude,
it's like
in the Hitman games where you're, like, trying to be secret and then you get found out and it's just, like, everything converges on you at one time. And you're like, oh, my God. Like, Jesus Christ.
You think you could shoot your way out? Like, you think you could John Wick your way out of a situation?
Who's coming after me?
All right, so you're in this apartment,
okay,
and there's seven armed dudes with handguns, though, and they come
in.
I
have a gun under the table here?
All right, you get 3 weapons, so you get to choose. You don't know, but you're semi-ready, so you have 3 weapons. You can have 2 firearms and 1 hand-to-hand. What do you think you would need to get your way out? Like, you don't even have to kill all of them. You just have to get out.
Dude, a fucking 50 caliber machine gun. I'm just like, gagoosh, gagoosh, gagoosh,
that's
gagoosh.
So heavy.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking strong.
No. You.
All right. Okay.
Right now.
All right, dude. I'm taking, like, I don't know, like, pistols. So, like a Renetti.
in
Call of Duty. Yeah,
I think that's a 92, the M92. It's
yeah,
a 9mm.
Something like that where it's just like pop, 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 you know, something like that. One of those, maybe like a MAC-10
okay.
type thing.
A little bit of suppressive fire for yourself.
Maybe an MP5 or something like that, you know, like SMG level. And then for like a melee weapon, I think I have to go with like a throwing knife, dude.
A throwing knife?
Yeah, just one.
Bro.
So Jesus. When I down them,
And then you go pick it up while you teabag him in the face. Yeah. Sorry, bad habit.
Well, what I use to my advantage is your little window here.
Yep.
That's good probably
move.
My only
solid move.
I'd have to.
It's granite that. Countertop too. Solid cover.
But the problem is you have a circle here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean that makes for good escape if you can make the first
you can
move.
Clear one way.
Yeah. If you can make the first move,
see,
you can
and
funnel them out.
Your door opens toward the left side, mm-hmm. so I would go around that side and try to use the door as protection. You know what I mean? Get behind it and be like, bah, 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 bah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like John Wick would do. Definitely. That's some shit John Wick
would
do.
He would go up and then get on a knee and then shoot the guy in the knee. And as he fell down, shoot him in the head.
Through the door.
Yeah.
Like, he would get next to the door and he would go tap, tap, tap. And the guy would put his head next to the door and they'd shoot him in the knee and then shoot him in the head.
No, what John Wick would do is he would reach in his pocket for some empty cases, some empty bullet shells, and he would drop them on the floor. And then the guy would put his head up against the thing. Just like, where is he? And poof. We should make movies, bro.
We should make everything. I don't know why we're not on. Why are we not on a creative design team anywhere?
Because no one's discovered us yet.
It'll happen.
Fuck it. We're not gonna shoot just sketches. We'll shoot everything. Just what's our channel called? Wouldn't it be cool?
We're gonna remake your movies.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna. Well, oh, they did that. They you Swede them. What was that with like Jack Black? And they would like remake the movies because of like they got hit with a copyright thing, so they would do their version of it for video store.
Oh, Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah,
I never saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be fun.
And, except like there are real fans like redoing things and doing it better, and
that's sad.
I don't think we need to be adding grime to their pile, you know. I like your setup. With the I'm questionable on your throwing knife, but if it's for style points, I'm for it.
100%. I mean, you could still use it to stab. You know, I mean, stab, stabby, stab and throw if you have to. That's kind of the idea. I mean,
you ever thrown a knife into something?
Dude, never.
It's so hard.
I've like, always been afraid of this going to bounce off and fucking stab me in the eye.
See? And then you're smart. That's why initially I didn't want to go axe throwing.
Right.
Because you're like, dude, that's some shit that's going to come back.
Yeah, and there's videos of like it bouncing off and coming back at people. Like, I don't want that.
But
fuck
then I understand
dude.
It's finesse. If you throw it like wily, then it's going to come back all wily. It's just connection. It's like hitting a baseball, you know?
I don't think it is, dude.
No, like the follow through that required to make that contact is the same motion. It's just up and down.
With the
axe.
It's like throwing that javelin in the Spartan race.
I want to throw a real javelin.
Yeah, not one connected to a rope.
Yeah, not a fucking broomstick with
idiots.
A nail at the end.
Yeah, fuck you,
suck
Spartan
my dick,
races,
dude.
You pieces of shit.
If I'm giving you more than $100, you better have a real fucking javelin.
Dude, it should have an arrowhead on it. You know what I mean? Like fucking wrapped to it, dude.
It should be like a Spartan fucking spear.
Yeah.
Those shits are heavy, bro.
Like a real one or the ones we threw?
The Spartan, the real Sparta
spear. Oh, yeah, of course
they have
to be.
Dude, I didn't know. I went to like a museum.
It's pure metal?
Like, basically.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, this has to go through armor. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Not only that, it has to like block other weapons.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking about like, oh, you got to carry this and your shield?
You're doing it with one arm, dude.
Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck, dude. You better switch arms at like halfway
through. That's why they were so ripped.
How exhausting.
Yeah, they're fucking...
I mean, sure, they had slaves to do it for them, but somebody had to carry this shit? fucking
crazy.
Blow my brains out. It's like watching people golf. It's like somebody's got to carry your clubs around? That's annoying.
Yeah, but they make good money, though.
Do they, though?
Yeah. The caddy will make a lot of money.
The only
like the professionals, they make a lot of money.
The only input I have of caddies making money is from The Wonder Years. Have you seen The Wonder Years?
Nope.
With Fred, whatever his name is. It's like in the 70s, the 60s and 70s. It's like a family, just regular dude. But he had a friend who was like, yeah, if you go just carry around his clubs, he'll give you $20, bro.
Probably a good amount of money in the
70s. Yeah, for a kid?
For 3 hours, you know?
Like, yeah, for a kid? I mean, they didn't tell you how much golfers were just drinking on the course. Like,
right. Oh, yeah, that's most of golf.
Yeah, there has to be a reason. Like, 18 holes is probably just enough time to get super lit and super sober so you can go home.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's enough to get like a nice, really nice buzz through those middle holes. Like you go through the turn, which is 9 to 10, going onto the back 18 or back 9, and you grab a few more beers, keep the buzz going. By the time you hit 18 hole, you're good.
Dude, when I used to work at the country club, we'd get calls in from the course.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need 36 Coors Lights.
Well, there's probably like six guys, yeah, 6 to 8 guys, right?
But then the golf shop kid would have to come in, and I'm like, "You, good luck, bro.
Here's
2 bags of ice and cans of Coors Light."
Do you just take them out on a golf cart?
Yeah.
There's some golf courses. I don't think they do it out here that much, but there are some golf courses where like you'll be playing golf, and then this cute girl will just drive up and be like, "Hey, you guys need any beer?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll take a beer."
Yeah.
Labatt, dude. No Canadian beer out here, man. It's a fucking disgrace.
I don't think I've ever had Canadian
beer.
It's
the best.
Can you get it like BevMo?
Probably. I've heard you can, but I don't drink enough to go get alcohol, you know?
That would be a fun, like, thing. Just taste a couple beers, watch a shitty movie, talk shit about it.
Yeah, we do need to do another movie
theater,
episode.
3,000, 1,700.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
1,800.
What's our next one? We said
I wanted to talk about more Blizzard. More Blizzard.
Oh, and how they're not doing anything.
how they're gonna just, I think their plan is to just kind of wait for the news to cycle.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Wait for another war to happen or something.
But also, I mean, they have a whole lawsuit against them, so it's not like this will just go away.
Yeah, and they also can't talk about it, I'm sure, at this point. Like, they probably have to have official paperwork and forms filled out to, like, justify.
But also, like, the higher-ups at Blizzard are... I would say Activision Blizzard. I don't know how that works, because I don't know where, like,
white people problems.
What teams lie where? Like, is this an overall thing in all the offices? They can't all be in one place, right? Like Activision Blizzard, they're probably separate. They have multiple,
especially
branches.
Working from home and shit.
Yeah. So I want to specify Activision Blizzard, because I don't know which side it's on, but the fact is they're all one company now.
Yeah.
The higher ups at that company are just fucking pieces of garbage, like any other company. Yeah. Like, they're just like, this isn't going on. It's, what are you talking about? Like, all these people are talking about it. How can it not be going on?
Not one bad apple.
Yeah, it's like shut up. So if they're not gonna like claim responsibility for it, it's just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I think I don't know if. I wanted to talk about this because I wanted your thought about it. Like, so their overall, where's the quote? Blizzard's monthly active users have been trending downward heavily. And it said that their last peak was in 2017, the second half of 2017. And at that point, they had 46 million monthly active users.
God damn. That's just for, like, WoW?
It just says Blizzard, so I think it's across all of their properties.
I don't know what else has a subscription that they have,
yeah,
though.
I don't know, but maybe it's all players at one time, possibly, across everything. Yeah. But so that's their grand total monthly, and that was in 2017. Now, similar time during the year, 2021, they're down to 26 million.
Almost like half.
Yeah. And so I don't know if that's indicative of people being upset and like showing it through their wallet, or if it's just like what else, what new properties have we had like from them? You know, they're kind of, you guys sit on WoW a lot,
yeah.
You know, and there's not a whole lot of, and there's, well, I mean, there's a lot of fresh in WoW, but what else is coming out regularly?
Well, they have Overwatch,
but they've also stopped support on Overwatch as well.
Also, people aren't saying McCree anymore, because that's the name of one of the executives. I think he left now.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, they like stopped saying it. It's like, bro, it's a fucking character. Like, who fucking cares?
Change his name.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, what are you gonna call him now? McCray? Oh, who doesn't know? Like, it's just like
McDonald.
It's the same. Yeah, it's like, it's the same person. Like, it's the same character.
Yeah,
you're gonna get rid of the whole character.
You could, but just kill him off. Kill off your character. Game of Thrones, that shit. Fuck it.
They have Diablo coming. Like, Diablo 4 is going to come out eventually. Diablo 2 comes out next month, like the remastered one. Hearthstone is immensely popular somehow still. I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised that their subs are going down. Like, I know that a lot of people aren't really happy with the current rendition of World of Warcraft. And I think that, like, them doing, like, the classic vanilla and classic Burning Crusade renditions is their attempt to, like, get people to come back.
Them, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it was better in Burning Crusade. It was better in Wrath of the Lich King, blah, blah, blah. Whatever era you prefer. But to be honest, to me, since after Burning Crusade, when Wrath of the Lich King started, it's felt like the same game the whole way. Like, I don't know. Back in the day, it used to be like, okay, you need to go and you need to crowd control. Like, you have to be careful. You have to, like, make sure you have the right group makeup. But now it's just like, just go.
Yeah.
Just go do it. It's nice.
But. I think it's part of most MMOs, like, what used to separate it from the other experiences was that you were, you know, in a massive multiplayer online game.
Yeah.
Like, and you, like, EverQuest and things like that. Like, they always had a paywall, and they always had, if you wanted to interact with 100+ people, you had to pay $15 a month or whatever, you know, or you had to be really dedicated in your game. And I think now, like, if you want that experience, there's plenty of free-to-play options. You know, you don't have to be like, oh, let me go try WoW and then get hooked. Because, like, I think if you play it long enough, you will get hooked. It is a fun game. It's
the best game ever made.
It's a grind, you know, at a certain point. It's time-consuming, and I don't...
Well, it's like, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah.
Okay, chill. There's... Okay. No, I got you.
Always.
I see your
You'll
fucking tattoos.
Never be bored. With World of Warcraft.
You're full sponsored by Blizzard. I got you, bro. I got you. Those Blizzard shoes.
This is Critical Role, bro. they are not affiliated. Actually, they are kind of affiliated with Blizzard because Matt Mercer voiced McCree. So.
I think he told me that.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He's like, hey, man, I didn't agree to this.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't know. I just, they were like, do you want money? And yes, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It seemed clickbaity when I clicked this link because that was my first thought. I was like, is this dropping subscribers? And also over 3 years. Like,
it's not necessarily due to that.
Yeah, but the title definitely said, like, you know, active users drop amidst lawsuit. Like, during.
I'm sure they are dropping. I don't think all of them are because of that, but I think there are definitely a lot that are. So, I get it. If you stop playing, I get it. Guess what? I'm still playing.
And that's why you need a new computer, so you can continue to play, and then you can stream your play.
Yeah, I need two computers, actually, would be preferable.
You can't just do it with one monster?
It's just easier to do it with two.
What if you emulate a second one on your
I don't know what that means, bro.
Like, you know, on Mac, you can run, like, a virtual machine, and then you can run a PC on a Mac, and you can do all, like, the PC programs. But I'm saying, like, you can emulate another PC, I'm sure.
It still would have to use my hardware.
Yeah, but it's going to be good because you built it, you know.
What are you saying to me right now?
That I want you to build a computer.
That's way too expensive.
That I want you to make it in comedy so that you can build yourself a
That's
computer.
That's the plan.
And then we can just stream. I feel like if you make it before me, you're just going to leave me behind.
Oh, bro. Yeah, 100%.
You're such an asshole.
Yeah.
You're so rude, bro. I'm going to kill your dog.
Why would I bring you that? That's fine. I'll get it. I'll buy another one.
I'll buy three.
I'll buy the one I actually want.
It'll be like a white Beauregard? Got it.
Yeah.
No, you want a black.
Yeah.
I got it. Honest. I don't know. I want. How often does WoW do their free? I don't want to pay for a month. I just want to play it for free.
You can do a free trial.
Isn't that like 2 weeks though?
Yeah, but like
that's not enough time to really experience that
kind
of game.
Just buy it, play for like a month. $15 plus whatever the game costs.
See, that's expensive.
It's like $50.
That's expensive.
But I don't know if it'll run well on your computer.
Nothing runs well on
exactly.
my computer,
so,
bro.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It might be okay. You could probably you would be able to get the idea.
It's either that or Stadia, honestly.
I don't think you can play WoW on Stadia, though.
But I want to. Those are my two options. Like, I could try WoW.
Yeah.
Exactly. or stadium.
I mean, you could do both, just separate.
Or just hang out with Nick Lanny more.
Yeah, we could just steal his account. That's what we should do.
Nick, can we borrow your account?
It's for research.
Why do
purposes?
All our friends have better toys than we do?
Because we waste our time doing this.
Doing what? This is not a waste of time, sir.
Oh, no? Okay.
No? It's not. You know what it is? It's because I waste my time playing Animal Crossing. You know,
that's what it is, man. Yeah, you could be out there making moves, selling stocks, making investments, and you're
10% of my brain knows that I'm wasting my time. Man, I understand.
Isn't that with every video game?
More so with this one.
Yeah, you think so?
I'm doing chores in another world. I am weeding in another in a virtual landscape. I am building a home. I have debt. In a virtual landscape. I'm living
That's
my
crazy.
Worst life in a virtual landscape. But it's a good time.
Yeah, it's like those dudes in WoW that went in debt to other guilds. And it's like,
yeah, that still blows my mind.
How do you not just like not log on?
Like
just be like, I don't want to pay you.
If we didn't talk about that, that's a level of World of Warcraft that I would have never knew existed.
Dude, like until I read that, I didn't know that was a thing that existed. So yeah.
That's some like Illuminati shit, bro.
it's its own ecosystem. It's literally its own world. Like, it has its own economy that varies from server to server. You know, it's like there's communities. People know people through WoW only. Like, they only know their character. They don't know the real person. Like, it's a really weird, like...
That's Animal Crossing. You just described Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but in WoW, you like... It's much more working together than Animal Crossing is. It's not just like trading supplies. It's like, okay, you have to heal me or we're all going to die. There's no dying in Animal Crossing.
I've tried.
You've tried to die. Yeah, and I jump off my island.
Yeah, you just get knocked out, really. It's kind of lame.
You wake up in your bed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Crazy night.
Yeah, like fucking Pokemon.
So stupid. Yeah, there should be like a way that you can lose your shit.
Yeah, that's...
That's what makes Minecraft better, ultimately.
That's what I thought would have made Pokemon better. Like, even the first time I played it as a kid, like, when you lose, Ash blacked out. It's weird that they also changed it later to white it out.
Really?
Yeah, Ash white it out. It's like,
That's interesting.
I think it was after Gold, maybe. But in the beginning, it was definitely blacked
out.
Yeah,
oh yeah, definitely was.
It was. I think it would have been better if
Is this one of those fucking time travel things, like Berenstain Bears?
What is that called?
I don't know. Some Nelson Mandela effect?
The
Is that it? I don't know what it is.
The Nelson Mandela effect.
Yeah, you can do Black Panther.
The Mandela effect.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Where it was like, it's not Toons, it's Toons. Like, it wasn't the Toon Squad in...
what?
In Space Jam. It's not Looney Tunes like cartoon. It's Looney Tunes like music. But everyone thinks it's Toons like cartoons.
Mm.
And that's where they're like, everything is not real. It's like, no, we were just retarded as children.
You just didn't pay attention. Yeah, it's not something that you took note of in your brain.
I wasn't reading Looney Tunes.
You took it for granted.
I was watching Looney Tunes. Yeah, right, definitely. Right. Berenstain Bears, though, same thing. There was one that I was like, maybe this is a simulation, but I don't remember it. So it was, one, wasn't important, and two, proves that it was a simulation because it didn't want me to realize.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's how you know, because it's...
This is where I died.
Because you believe that's how it was the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, no. This is the world. Everything is right. Everything is fine.
Yep.
You're right. If this is a simulation, fuck, dude. Pay more money, bro.
Yeah, like,
what game are you playing right now?
Yeah, like, just give everybody more money. It's like we're in a game of like the Sim City, and they're like trying to get an achievement by making everybody poor.
Yeah. No, you know, if you and I are in someone's Sim City, they definitely walked away from their keyboard.
Oh yeah,
we're just existing. We're just rats in a maze.
We're just like Sims, not even Sim City. Like, we're an online version of the Sims where it's multiple people. And we're just, they just put us on autopilot.
Yeah. Like, we're just interacting. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
No ambition. No drive. No motivation. Just...
No, we think it's ambition, but it's like Westworld, where they're just like checkpoints in your life. We're like, oh, now you got to do this. Now you got to do this. Now you got to do this. Otherwise, the program crashes.
Yep.
We're going to start glitching, dude. This is how we break through the mold, bro.
I feel like I have. I feel like I have broken.
Every time I do mushrooms, I feel like I make it, I break through. And I'm like, I see the universe. I'm wrong. I
think you figured it out.
But every time I'm there, it's the same feeling. It's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Fucking hippies, bro.
Right.
Fucking hippies. What's your favorite recreational drug, bro? If you were to make your simulation.
What drug would be free to use at all times? Yeah. Just readily available?
Yeah.
Just...
Maybe not free to use, but like you just got to go to the store, spend a couple bucks.
I mean,
like alcohol.
I mean, weed for sure.
Is that the funnest one, though, you know?
I think so. I mean,
all overall.
Like, if I did, like, shrooms or acid as much as I smoke weed, it would be a problem.
You might be a successful comedian, bro.
I'd be losing grip on reality.
You'd see the Matrix.
I would, yeah. It'd be Neo, dude.
Yeah, you'd be in the zone.
I don't know, you could do that. I don't think so.
You know that brief moment in the middle of your set where you're like, Jesus, everything's just going right. Like that little, yeah. What's it called? Yeah. The flow state, that alpha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you could be in that 100% of the time.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's good for you.
No, try these drugs that I have in my pocket, sir. You could be
it's
there.
Like fucking, what's that movie with the handsome guy from The Hangover? Cooper? Cooper.
Oh, NZT. Cooper-Doo.
Huh?
NZT from, I don't know the movie, but that's the drug. The one that he was just, he took enough and all of a sudden he's super powerful forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. No, this is like NZT.
That's what I want.
Try it.
I mean, but like, I don't think you want that, dude. Like, there's too much going on in your fucking brain for that to be like fun. It would be too much. It'd be overload.
But then you would also secretly have the power to manage it, though. You know, it's not just opening a floodgate. If you're
Not with my anxiety, I couldn't. I would fucking...
What was your last anxiety attack over?
Life.
I had a gun in my hand, and I was just like, I'm done. Fucking done,
It
bro.
Was fucking yesterday. It was, no, literally 2 days ago. Yeah.
So, questioning your existence?
Just wondering why everything sucks. And why I suck?
It's good weed.
No, it's just my brain.
Oh, that sucks. You should stop smoking weed.
It's worse if I don't. It's way worse. It gets bad.
Interesting.
It gets really bad.
It's interesting how people's brains, like the spectrum, there's like the people who can't, like they're just not riddled with anxiety, but like anxiety is their base personality flavor. And when they smoke weed, it exacerbates it and it makes it worse, so they just can't.
Yeah.
That's my friend Cody. Mm-hmm. And you apparently are the so much anxiety, but the weed kind of balances it out with enough fun shit, I guess.
Just enough like relax and just like my mind wanders elsewhere and I don't know, I just feel better. Overall, I just feel better. Like just like my body just feels better. Like when I have anxiety, like I'm tense, I'm fucking like breathing hard and just like tripping out about like why I'm such a piece of shit. And
does being a piece of shit bother you?
Yeah. My biggest fear in life, we've talked about this, is just being a loser. Mm. We talked about it, I think, on the last
podcast. Oh, I thought you were talking about like being a piece of shit to other people. I was like, really? Does that bother you?
No, being like a piece of shit, just human. Like just not
wasting,
just not successful. Like,
do you think that's where you're at now?
What,
like, do you feel like you're more of a, because you're not a working comic, you're not in a job you enjoy, does that make you feel like a piece of shit human because you're not fulfilled?
Yes. It's all my fault.
That's the world.
It's all my fault.
That's, I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that's the world, though.
Like, I guess, dude. I don't know what other people's experiences are, so I can't really.
You need to grow up in Hawaii. It's way more chill, bro. Just super gnar, bro.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. I also feel like I'm disappointing my parents.
Oh, that's not true.
I don't know.
Have you had that conversation with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do they say?
They always say they're proud of me.
Then you can't.
But they have to say that.
But they do. But it's on you to like not look into that. If you have to take them for what they say, otherwise you don't trust your parents, and then you got other problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're like, well, I don't remember ages 6 through 10, so maybe I can't try. You're right. They let you play football. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't like you. My mom was like so anti-sports until I got fat.
And then she didn't have to worry about it. She's like, well, clearly he's
no,
not
then
interested.
She was like, he needs it. Like, like, I wanted to start skateboarding. She bought me a skateboard. She was like, what do you need that is going to make you do physical activity?
Right.
And little did she know, it wasn't the activity. It was the input, the Hot Pockets, the donuts, yeah. The fucking...
I think with my parents, it was like, they pretty much just got me... They got me things, like, if they thought I had an interest in it, they were like, all right, like, let's see how yeah. far this goes.
See, what I had an interest in was martial arts.
Right.
And my mom was like, no, I don't want you to get
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I could have been yeah. a ninja.
I know. I did karate
fuck,
when I was
bro.
Young.
Oh, I would have loved it.
I wasn't good at it.
If my kid wants to do martial arts, dude, I'm gonna take an adult class with him. I don't fucking care. That would be dope.
Hell yeah, that'd be sweet. It'd be great if they had like side by side, like adult class at the same time as like the child class, so you could take your kid and it's like daycare, but you also get like your.
I don't know if I want my kid to see me cry,
bro. It's all about learning. Or you just
not
don't
the
want
way
to,
I'm
you don't
doing
you don't
it.
Want to see you don't want him to see you get tapped is what it is, or that, choked no, out. Dude, imagine your kid just sees you go limp.
I got tapped by this kid like for 10 minutes straight. It was he was probably 16. Really? I had a solid 40 pounds. He was just fucking good.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is demoralizing. Right. This is
What if your kid is like, dude, I straight up want to be like a kickboxer. Like I want to go to Thailand.
I'm okay with that. I mean. Yeah. That's the like.
He's gonna be Asian, so he'll fit
in. I don't want my kid to get hurt, but if that's
but they have to face some kind of
yeah. And if that's the thing that calls him, I also don't want to be my mom in the sense of like I don't want him to wonder later like could I have been good at this?
Right. You know? Yeah.
So
it's interesting. It's funny how you said you don't want your kid to get hurt. I don't think I agree with that. I don't want my kid to get injured or like die.
Yeah, but it takes is one well-placed head kick, bro, and you could change your life forever.
That's an injury. Like, getting hurt is like, you twist your ankle. Ah, fuck, like, let me walk it off.
Dude, my ankle's still
fucked.
Still fucked.
Dude, my finger from our basketball game still hurts from getting that jam finger.
Bro.
Oh, my God. I genuinely think I, like, cracked something in here because it, like, still hurts.